in quarantine and the weather is getting colder and your opportunities to see real-life people are quickly dwindling, why not try journaling? Journaling is a free way to act as if you are talking to a friend when really it's just you, by yourself, all alone.
All jokes aside, journaling has helped me so much throughout my life, and especially during this weird and unprecedented year. While there is no wrong way to journal, there were definitely mistakes that I made in the beginning that prevented me from developing a good journaling habit. But once I fixed those mistakes, I really got going, and I have since filled up this entire big box of journals. Quick though, before we start, if you want some motivation and accountability, next week I'll be doing a daily journaling challenge over on Instagram stories. I'll also be journaling live with you. So go follow me at The Bliss Bean. There's details in the description. It starts on Monday. Okay, thank you. If you currently don't have a journaling practice at all, I would start with something super, super simple. You just want to build that habit. So step one, obtain notebooks. Step two, write in notebook regularly. For the best chances at success, try to do this at the same time each day. So after you wake up in the morning or before you go to bed, both work really well because then journaling is just less likely to get pushed aside by the rest of the day's busyness. Do whatever it takes to remind yourself. So you can set a reminder on your phone. You can leave your notebook on your bedside table so that you can journal as soon as you wake up. Once you've established the habit and you've learned to really enjoy journaling, then you might not need as much structure because you'll find yourself just kind of naturally drifting over to your journal, but it does really help in the beginning. Speaking of notebooks, I think a nice notebook really helps. It doesn't have to be expensive, just something that you wouldn't normally use for school or for work. That way you get a little bit of enjoyment and you feel expensive whenever you sit down with your journal, and your brain will start to connect that particular special notebook with the habit of journaling. So whenever you see it, your brain will think, time to journal. This is a journal I currently use. This is from Lavender's Pastel Notebook Series. So this is the yellow one. It's lined. It's up to you whether you want to bring your journal along with you if you want to journal on the go. It depends on what you write in there. So personally, I would not feel comfortable bringing my journal out of my house, but if it is more of just like a daily log and there's nothing super private or sensitive in there, then you might enjoy having it with you throughout the day so that you can write whenever the mood strikes. Or you can keep it in a safe under lock and key if you have like state secrets in there. Another thing I would recommend when you're just starting out is to start small and have low expectations. When you're developing some sort of a new habit, it can help to stop yourself before you feel like you're done. So what I mean by that is, for example, when you start meditating, maybe you feel like you could meditate for 5 minutes, but stop yourself at 3 minutes so that you're kind of left wanting for more, you know? You don't completely use up all of that initial enthusiasm and you save some of it up for the next day. So similarly, if you've just started a journaling habit, try to stop before you feel like you've gotten all of your thoughts out. This might feel kind of counterintuitive, but that way you'll have a loose thread to pick back up on the next time that you journal, and you'll feel more excited to start writing the next day because you didn't quite finish the day before. You also don't need to record everything in your journal. So my biggest stumbling block when I tried to start journaling when I was younger was that I tried to write a minute by minute narration of all of my daily actions and feelings. It just started to feel like a chore. I started to hate it so much because I felt like if I missed anything, I was failing at journaling. Somehow I was just losing all of these memories that actually were super boring anyways. So what I've learned now after many years of journaling is that if you don't feel like writing about an event, don't. There are probably big events that I have hardly written about in my journals because I just didn't feel like writing about them, and that's okay. I didn't feel the need to relive them or to process them, and so I didn't need to write about them. Because I didn't force myself to do that, because I only wrote what I actually wanted to write about, I was able to make journaling a habit. I feel like another common thing that trips people up when they first start journaling is that they feel like they're doing it wrong if they're not writing like super deep, insightful, straight from the soul, emotional, raw passages. You're not writing a book here. No one's gonna quote your journal. This is purely just for you. I think journaling is kind of like a muscle, just like meditation. So the more you do it, the better at it you become. But also in meditation, the goal isn't really to attain a perfectly clear mind. Likewise, it's not the goal with journaling to always be writing really insightful stuff. It's the process that matters. So in the beginning, if you're just starting out, like try just writing a couple of sentences about what you you did that day, just to build that habit and to kind of become more aware of what you're doing and what your thoughts are. And then deeper, more introspective writing will come naturally if you give yourself the time and you give yourself the practice. So then after you've laid the foundations of the habit, let's move on to extra credit, advanced options for you overachievers out there. This really isn't that advanced, but I think another fun thing to do in your journaling is to add some structure to it. So personally, in my journal, I like to make a lot of lists. I'll tell you about my lists and then you can tailor them to your preferences. So in the morning, I like to write down 3 things that I'm excited for that day. Today, I was excited to film this video and put together some beautiful content for my blog, listen to a podcast during breakfast, and go to a dance class with my mom in the evening. And then when I'm journaling before bed, I write down 3 things that I accomplished that day, 3 wins. For example, yesterday I wrote that I went on an outdoor run in the rain, mind you. I took care of this accounting spreadsheet that was a big, hairy task that I was putting off for a long time, and I ate healthily. Finally, I make a list of 3 things I was grateful for. Yesterday, my new Kindle arrived, I had some exciting opportunities in my email, and a friend sent me a funny meme. So as you can see, even if yesterday was stressful in some ways, and it was, by focusing on all of the good things that happened, I'm almost like editing the snapshot of the day that I have in my brain to be a positive one. And I just think that's a really nice way to start the day and end the day. You can also have some sort of a daily question that you answer based on whatever it is that you're working on in your life at the moment. So for me this month, I was focusing on feeling better and working on my mental health and trying to achieve that by making small good decisions that gave me momentum but also didn't make me feel overwhelmed. So I already put away my journal, but I forgot I need to do this part. Each morning, I have been writing what are 3 good decisions that I can make today, and then before I go to bed, I review that list and I check off everything that I actually did. So today, this morning, I wrote, I can wash the dishes and start the laundry, meditate after lunch, and work on reading our book club book at Blissful Book Club, if you're not a member yet, which you should be. So maybe you decide to do a self-care focused month, and every morning you write, what is something that I can do for myself today? Maybe you want to focus on some specific relationship in your life, so you start each day by writing, what is one thing I can do today to improve my relationship with this person? Send them an encouraging message, make a meal for them, schedule a call with them. You might find it helpful to separate a daily journal from more of like a deep thinking journal. So I did this because I have my daily journal for mornings and evenings and my daily questions. And this journal is quite frankly filled with lots of repetitive, mundane rambling because that's just what my everyday life is like, okay? So I wanted to create this separate special journal that is for special journaling occasions only. I started this after a couple of therapy sessions and I decided that I wanted a dedicated place where I could write more in depth about the stuff that I discussed with my therapist. I also think a journal like this could be a good place to write in if you have some big decision to make. I don't have any to make at the moment, but it could do that. So just like how we talked about a fancy notebook can encourage you to sit down and journal, I think that if you have a separate notebook for those deeper thoughts, that it can inspire you to think deeper when you're writing in it. Something else you can do is write letters in your journal. This is definitely a bit more time intensive, but it can reveal some very interesting insights and make you more empathetic and understanding. You can write a letter to your past self, like how can you view your past differently now that you have more knowledge and more self-awareness. You can write a letter to your future self and write about what you plan to accomplish by the time you get there. You can even write a letter to someone you know and you never have to send it. Maybe it's a letter of appreciation, maybe it's a letter of anger that helps you to release some pent-up feelings and understand the situation better, whatever you need to get off your chest. Finally, a fun thing to do that I did recently is to make a journaling jar. You can find so many journaling prompts out there, and I think it's really good to collect ones that you especially like all in one place for the times when you're needing inspiration. So I had been collecting some journaling ideas in a document, and I thought making a journaling jar out of it would be a fun way to make it kind of more tangible. I also think it pushes you to write more about different topics, because if you just like scan a list of prompts, you'll probably drift to ones that feel kind of safe and comfortable to you. Whereas if you draw one at random, it's a little more spontaneous and maybe a little bit more of a challenge. So I hope these tips helped you. I think aside from checking in with yourself on a daily basis and clearing your thoughts, having this sort of sustained conversation with yourself can be really helpful in kind of focusing your overall life efforts. But when you're just starting out, you don't have to think super long-term, big picture like that. Just focus on developing that habit and see where it takes you. I'm super excited about this journaling challenge. Make sure to follow me at TheBlissBean on Instagram. I'll be posting daily journaling prompts on stories, and you can use the hashtag BlissBeanJournaling so that I can see what you post. I hope to have you writing with us, and let me know in the comments if you plan on joining. I also have a free worksheet that you can download with 70 journaling prompts. I put the link to that in the description. You can also cut that up and make a journaling jar out of it. I feel like I've talked so much. Thank you for watching this video, and have an amazing rest of your week. I will see you next week. Bye!